Well, the audio boo I did yesterday, which was my first election audio boo from Kevin Stewart, actually went down very well. Thank you, everyone, for your comments. Now, if I'm talking in a much deeper voice today, there's a very good reason for that, because according to research out today, voters prefer candidates with a deeper voice. It's true, and it's confirmed. It says here, voters are more likely to choose a candidate with a deeper voice, whether male or female. That's according to US scientists. When asked to pick a hypothetical political candidate on the basis of their voice, voters consistently chose the option with the deeper voice. That's according to a study published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society. How funny is that? So now everything's going to be done in a much deeper voice. I think there's probably quite a lot in that. One thing that has occurred to me, because today I'm up normally at 6 o'clock, and so I jumped out of bed bright and early at 6, started checking my emails and going through all the news of the day. But at 10 o'clock today, I'm up at the BBC, and all the candidates in this election are going to record a one-minute piece, which the BBC are going to broadcast. So I've had to give some thought to 1 minute. I reckon you could really squeeze in 200 words in 1 minute. Normally what they say is 80 words in 30 seconds, so 160. If you're pretty good and you can speak clearly, you might be able to cram in 200. But the one thing I've noticed is, and talking to a lot of candidates and having interviewed over 25 years the politicians of Guernsey, that there is very little training for the politicians in Guernsey to deal with the media. I have to say, the media in this island, I find very good, and it's right that the media do question our government. In fact, even more so in Guernsey, because, of course, we don't have a party political system, so there is no ruling party, which is an executive, and then an opposition party, which questions that executive. So basically, in a way, often the media in this island has to act like the opposition party and question it. And I have to say, over the years, some of them up at the States, they do get grumpy when you question them. They don't like it. Or they don't come back. They know your deadlines, and sometimes they purposely don't come back, so you miss your deadlines. Am I allowed to say that? Yeah, I'm sure. I know that's happened. I've been told it's happened. And I think that the States, in their more open government and all these other words that are going around at the moment, transparency, openness and all the rest of it, need to have a much better way and a much better policy of dealing with the media going forward. I think it's great that we've got Island FM, we've got Channel, we've got the press, all of the media, and of course BBC Guernsey, sorry about that, nearly forgot you, but all of the media deal with the stories in their own way. So we've got the plurality is great on this island, and I think that the state should be pleased they have got a media, which I think is supportive of things in Guernsey, and when they do question, I think they question for jolly good reasons. One thing that amazed me was how little training that the politicians get. Some of them very nervous, particularly if they're new ones appearing on the radio, and not to have any proper training how to deal with the media, how to present yourself meetings, this sort of thing. It's, to me, something that should be addressed. And also, I think the states need to have a much more joined-up policy of dealing with the media. It's not really a big election issue. It's kind of a something you need to look at, I guess, and something that perhaps I can help with. I don't want to be smug, if I get elected. So that's my thoughts for today. So Kev's top tip to all the candidates, start speaking in a much deeper voice, because according to scientists, you have a much better chance of getting elected. All right, that's it for now. I don't want to bore everyone with my audio booze. Bye for now.